In My Week with Marilyn, Michelle Williams captivates audiences as Marilyn Monroe. The film chronicles one week in Monroe's life filming the musical The Prince and the Showgirl with Laurence Olivier in England. The story is told from the perspective of assistant producer Colin Clark, who falls in love with a charismatic but mentally fragile Monroe. Williams exudes energy and sexuality while capturing Monroe's vulnerability. But that might not be enough.
How do you do?
In The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Rooney Mara delivers a compelling performance as Lisbeth Salander, a punk computer hacker who helps journalist Michael Blomqvist search for a woman missing in Sweden for 40 years.
Hey. Who do you think you are?
I'm the guy you know better than my closest friends do.
Salander has suffered abuse from men. Mara turns her into a dysfunctional but brilliant investigator who spares no one. Fury drives and empowers her.
Can I call you Elizabeth? I want you to help me catch a killer of women.
Rooney Mara earned the nomination, but Lisbeth Salander is an unsavory character and could cost Mara the award.
I've been thinking I might purchase a little business.
Glenn Close, nominated for her performance as Albert Nobbs, could face similar challenges in the Oscar race. Nobbs is awkward and meek.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Albert is a woman, disguised as a man, seeking a better life in male-dominated 19th century Ireland. Many say Glenn Close offers the performance of a lifetime.
Women.
Close is up against formidable opponents.
Shall we join the ladies?
Meryl Streep, for one, offering what could be the performance of a lifetime. An intimate portrait of the aging Margaret Thatcher. Streep gives us a frail old woman battling dementia, on the one hand trying to keep her dignity, and in flashbacks, harsh and unyielding.
With all due respect, sir, I have done battle every single day of my life, and many men have underestimated me before.
Streep mastered Thatcher's mannerisms and intonations. The resemblance is uncanny. Her character carries the film.
Your problem is that you haven't got the courage for this fight.
Streep has won two Oscars, the last one 30 years ago, and has been nominated another 17 times. Many feel she is long overdue for a third. But her Oscar-worthy performance as the Iron Lady may not prevail because of our antipathy to the real character.
Tea, Al. How do you take your tea? Black or white?
What if you don't like what I got to say? About white people.
Her strongest opponent is Viola Davis, who plays Ibeline Clark in The Help.
A book like this has never been written before.
Because there's a reason. I do this with you, I might as well burn my own house down.
I promise we'll be careful.
It's already ain't careful, Mosquito.
She's an African-American maid who risks her life to help publish her story and that of other black maids working for white families in 1960s Mississippi. Davis delivers a gut-wrenching performance as the all-suffering black woman who raises white children while her own grow up alone.
There was nothing they could do, so I brought my baby home. Laid him down that sofa right there. He died right in front of me. You stop this. Everything I wrote, he wrote. Everything he was gonna die with him.
If Davis nabs the award on Oscar night, she won't be standing alone. She would validate all the African-American maids who toiled for whites. And that might be difficult for the Motion Picture Academy to overlook.
We're doing civil rights. We're just telling stories like they really happened.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.